and welcome back to the Korea Herald's podcast. This is Kayla.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Kevin from Copy Editing.
We're so glad to come back to you again from the Korea Herald, and Happy New Year for sure. 모두 새해 복 많이 받으세요, 여러분. 오늘 385회로 돌아온 케일라와 케빈입니다. Today we have two articles for you as usual. The first one regarding Korea's COVID-19 surge, and the second one about Health Ministry's controversial video about a dance. Kevin will read the first article for us without further ado.
Korea's COVID-19 surge among fastest outside Europe. Sejong. South Korea has seen a 167.3% increase in the number of novel coronavirus infections over the past 3 months, higher than in major economies in South and Central America, as well as in many other Asian nations. The cumulative tally of COVID-19 cases to date in Korea came to 61,769 as of January 1st, compared with 23,106 on September 21st, 2020. According to epidemiological data compiled by the Center for System Science and Engineering at Johns Hopkins University, over the corresponding 101-day period, the increase rate for India, where the cumulative infection tally stood at number 2 in the world, was 87.7%. For Brazil, number 3 in the world, it was 69%.
Right. It's a grim news. It's not a very jolly news that we bring at the top of the year. 저희가 가져온 뉴스가 이렇게 굉장히 들뜨는 새해 뉴스는 아니에요. 물론 백신도 곧 준비되어 있고 셀트리온 코로나 항체 치료제도 곧 허가 승인을 대기하고 있지만 we do have to know that the surge is at a rate fastest outside of Europe in Korea. 한국에서 지금 코로나 바이러스 발병률이 유럽 외 지역에서는 가장 빠른 수준이라고 합니다. 첫 번째 문단부터 봐보겠습니다. South Korea has seen a 167.3% increase, 167.3% 증가율을 기록했어요. In the number of novel coronavirus infections over the past 3 months. 지난 3개월 동안 새로운 코로나 바이러스 확진자 발병률이 이제 167.3% 증가했다는 건데요. Which is higher than in major economies. 주요 이제 경제 대국 중 South and Central America, as well as in many other Asian nations. 저기 중남미와 그리고 다른 아시아 국가들 중에서도 이게 굉장히 높은 수치, 제일 높은 수치라고 하는 거죠. Do we have any words we want to look at here?
I think we can move on to the next paragraph.
Moving on to the next paragraph. The cumulative tally of COVID-19 cases to date in Korea. 오늘까지 이제 세워진 수치, 누적된 수치로 보면 came to 61,769 as of January 1st. 1월 1일자로 61,769 누적 확진자가 있어요, 한국에는. Compared with 23,106 on September 21, 2020. 9월 21일자로 보면 23,106명이었는데 말이죠. According to epidemiological data compiled by the Center for System, 네, 이건 존스 홉킨스 대학교의 이런 시스템 사이언스와 그리고 공학, 그 센터가 모은 취합한 유행병 데이터에 따르면 9월 21일부터 1월 1일 사이에 우리 확진자율이 굉장히 뛴 거죠. Shall we look at cumulative here?
Yeah, so the term being used is cumulative tally, right? So cumulative is kind of adding up over time. Similar to total, but more like the total so far or over a period of time. And it's used in cases like these where it's likely to keep accumulating, which you know, would be the verb form.
Right. 네, accumulate라는 동사의 cumulative, 그 변형된 form인데요. 누적된이라는 뜻이고요. 이제까지 계속해서 쌓여온 정도를 보여주고 그리고 앞으로도 이 숫자가 변할 수 있다라는 걸 좀 insinuate, 내포하고 있는 그런 단어입니다. total이라는 단어와도 비슷한데 total은 좀 최종적인 의미죠. 모두 다 합쳤을 때 이거라고 말하는 거랑 이제까지 누적된 게 이거라고 말하는 거랑 약간 뉘앙스가 다르죠. 그리고 그거를 다 모은 걸 tally라고 합니다. In what cases can we use the word tally?
Tele is very similar to count, both as a noun and a verb. Here it's being used as a noun. When we use the word tele, we think about literally making a mark for each one as you count. You know, for the U.S., and I think most of the West, we tally by making four lines and then crossing through it.
Oh, right. Right. In Korea, do you know the five-stroke Chinese character we use to count?
I know it exists, but I don't know how to do it. After more than 10 years in Korea, I still don't know the order.
It's actually the middle character in my Korean name when it's converted to Chinese. Mm-hmm. 네, 저희 그 바른 정자로 저희는 숫자 5를 세잖아요. 미국에서는 쇼싱크 탈출 같은 영화에서 아마 보셨을 거예요. 벽에다가 그 작대기를 그어가지고 5를 하는데 네 개를 이렇게 직선으로 긋고 가운데를 찍 그으면서 다섯 개 숫자를 세죠. 약간 제가 전 항상 I used to think that it looked like a fishbone shape.
Oh yeah.
Sort of.
It could, yeah.
네, 약간 생선뼈 같은 모양이라고 저는 늘 생각했는데 그렇게 하나하나 카운트를 세는 걸 텔리라고 이렇게 수치를 세서 수치화하는 것 그렇게 기억하시면 되겠습니다. 카운트라고도 대체될 수 있다고 했고요. 네, 그럼 세 번째 문단으로 넘어가 보겠습니다. Over the corresponding 101-day period, 그 좀 전에 언급된 9월 21일부터 1월 1일까지의 101개 날짜 중에 the increase rate for India, where the cumulative infection tally stood at number 2 in the world. 자, 이제 세계에서 발병률 2위였던 인도에서는 똑같은 기간 동안 the figure was 87.7%, 87.7%였고요. 한국보다 현저히 낮죠. For Brazil, number 3 in the world, it was 69%. 또 이제 3위인 브라질은 69%라고 합니다. 그 지난 3개월 동안에는 한국에서 가장 이게 surge, 이게 폭발적으로 증가한다는 걸 surge라고 하는데 그게 한국에서 제일 심했다라고 존스 홉킨스 대학이 말하고 있습니다. Perhaps we could look at corresponding 101-day period, a corresponding period.
Right, so corresponding in this sense basically means same. In this previous paragraph, we had set out the dates as being from September 21st to January 1st, and to say that's the corresponding 101-day period, well, there's 101 days between those two dates, so mm-hmm. you know that's kind of the same period.
The same period. So in that same period, India and Brazil marked this percentage.
Right. Yeah. So to correspond in this sense is kind of like to fit with what was previously said.
Right.
Of course, there are other senses that correspond might be used as well.
Such as?
Well, when you write a letter to somebody, right? Yeah, that's correspondent, the verb being correspond.
Right. Correspond라는 이 동사가 여러 가지 의미로 사용될 수 있는데 지금 이 경우에는 앞서 말한 것과 해당되는 그 똑같은 기간이라는 걸 의미하기 위해 사용됐고요. 그 외에는 또 편지를 쓸 때 누군가에게 이 그 편지를 보낼 때 correspondence라고 합니다. The person receiving the letter, you mean?
So the letter itself is correspondence that ends with a D-E-N-C-E, mm-hmm. and the person who is sending the correspondence is a correspondent, D-E-N-T.
And the person receiving it would be recipient.
Sure, yes.
편지를 보내실 때
Sender 이제? And recipient are maybe easier terms in that case.
Right. 뭐 보내는 이와 받는 이를 저희가 쓰잖아요. 그럴 때 이제 correspondent라고 하면 보내는 사람이고 받는 사람은 recipient. 또 그 편지 자체가 correspondence가 된다고 설명을 들었습니다.
If we look at the numbers here, for example, in the previous paragraph we talked about Korea is about 62,000 cases. For India and Brazil, the corresponding numbers are 10 million, over 10 million, and over 7 million, for example.
네, 또 이게 상응하는이라는 뜻도 있는데요. 예를 들어서 한국이 1월 1일자로 뭐 6만 명의 확진자가 나왔다고 하는데 이제 인디아의 경우에는 이제 뭐 10만 명이다 이런 식으로 그 상응하는 숫자를 대치시킬 수도 있고요. 이렇게 correspond라는 단어의 여러 가지 변형을 들어봤습니다. 네, 그러면 이 기사 원문 다 보고 싶으신 분들은 한국이 이렇게나 수치가 심각하단 말이야? 라고 의문을 느끼신 분들은 코리아 헤럴드 웹사이트 들어가셔서 Korea's COVID-19 surge among fastest outside Europe 이렇게 검색하시면 기사 전문 보실 수 있습니다. 한번 검색해보세요, 여러분. 아니면 저희 듣고 계시는 팟캐스트 밑에 링크도 실어드렸으니까요. 클릭하셔서 보셔도 되겠습니다. 케빈이 기사 다시 한번 읽어드리도록 하겠습니다.
Korea's COVID-19 surge among fastest outside Europe. Sejong. South Korea has seen a 167.3% increase in the number of novel coronavirus infections over the past 3 months, higher than in major economies in South and Central America, as well as in many other Asian nations. The cumulative tally of COVID-19 cases to date in Korea came to 61,769 as of January 1st, compared with 23,106 on September 21st, 2020, according to epidemiological data compiled by the Center for System Science and Engineering at Johns Hopkins University. Over the corresponding 101-day period, the increase rate for India, where the cumulative infection tally stood at number 2 in the world, was 87.7%. For Brazil, number 3 in the world, it was 69%.
Nay, now moving on to the second article, we have a rather funny one this time about a health ministry video about dancing to cope with COVID-19 that has backfired. 네, 복지부에서 코로나 바이러스를 이기기 위해 좀 발칙한 재밌는 방법을 하나 제안했는데요. 이게 사람들이 듣고 많이 좋아하지 않았죠. 케빈이 한번 기사에 읽어주도록 하겠습니다.
Health Ministry takes down pandemic dance video after backlash. The Ministry of Health and Welfare took down a video it had posted on social media encouraging dancing to beat the coronavirus blues. The video, uploaded New Year's Day and deleted Saturday, drew criticism for being out of touch with the people, as most of South Korea's population lives in apartments. The ministry apologized in a statement on Facebook, saying the video, promoting dancing as a way to cope with the pandemic, failed to consider multiple issues, including noise between floors. We apologize to the public. We have now made the video private, the ministry said. The video is no longer available on Facebook or YouTube. The video shows five members of a family doing household chores in an apartment before being joined by a TV reporter and breaking out into a dance. Gatherings of five people or more are banned in Seoul and the surrounding area, and the same rule is set to take effect nationwide Monday. Families living in the same household are an exception. According to recent data from Statistics Korea, nearly 6 in 10 dwellings throughout the country were apartments as of last year.
네. Now, some parts of this article I really relate to. Mm-hmm. 일단 저 굉장히 공감가는 포인트들이 좀 있었는데 첫 번째 문단부터 한번 풀어보면서 함께 얘기 나누겠습니다. The Ministry of Health and Welfare, 복지부죠. Took down a video. 비디오를 내렸어요. 정말 우리 말하는 대로 take down, 내리다 라고 영어도 똑같이 표현합니다. Took down a video. It had posted on social media. SNS를 저희는 콩글리시죠. 소셜미디어라고 하셔야지 저희가 생각하는 이 페이스북, 유튜브, 인스타그램 이런 게 되는 건데요. 아무튼 이렇게 소셜미디어에 자기가 올렸던, posted 했던 그 비디오를 내렸습니다. What was this video about? It was encouraging dancing to beat the coronavirus blues. 코로나 바이러스로 인한 이 우울감을 해소하기 위해서 춤을 추자라고 장려하는 그런 비디오였는데요. The video uploaded New Year's Day. 새해 첫날이 저희가 금요일이었죠. 금요일에 올렸는데 deleted Saturday, 토요일에 바로 삭제됐습니다. Because it drew criticism for being out of touch. 이제 사람들이랑 이렇게 공감대를 형성하지 못하는 이유 때문에 논란을 샀기 때문이죠. Being out of touch with the people. 사람들과 이제 동떨어져 있었다라는 뜻이고요. As most of South Korea's population lives in apartments. 왜냐하면 대한민국의 많은 인구가 이제 아파트에 살기 때문에 이 영상이 적합하지 못하다라는 평가를 받았던 거예요. A lot of interesting expressions here, such as draw criticism and being out of touch with the people. Shall we look at criticism. When somebody's criticized, why do you say that a criticism was drawn, like as if it was drawn out of a wardrobe or something?
Yeah, so draw in this case kind of means attract. Mm-hmm. So to draw criticism kind of implies that the person, or you know, in this case the government or whatever, is doing something that invoked the criticism. They're doing something to make that criticism come out.
또 굉장히 좋은 단어들이 나왔어요. Invoke 그리고 attract, 이게 뭐 자아내다, 끌어내다 이런 표현들인데요. Criticism과 같이 pair될 수 있는 다른 단어들입니다. 이게 논란이 일어난 거죠, 뭔가 때문에. 그래서 다른 단어들도 함께 숙지해 주시면 좋고요. 또 being out of touch with the people. What does this mean?
Yeah, out of touch, or kind of the longer phrase would be out of touch with reality. In this case, out of touch with the people. Just basically kind of not knowing the situation of everyday people, or not realizing, you know, the situation.
We have a phrase in Korean called 탁상행정 for that. When people making policies do it from the desk and not from in the scene, knowing what's going on, then they can be out of touch with reality. Mm-hmm. 현실과 동떨어져 있다라는 표현인데요. There's also another way to say this, isn't there? When you grow out of touch with people, when people you've known for some time, but you grow out of touch with them because you haven't been corresponding with them? Is that... No, I can't say that, can I? You have that strange face. 근데 다른 사람과 좀 거리가 멀어지면 마음이 멀어지는 것처럼 grow out of touch with friends 뭐 이렇게 쓸 수 있다고 저는 알고 있었는데 아닌가요?
Yeah, a more common way to say is that you've fallen out of touch.
You've fallen out of touch. 그거네요. So 친구가 있는데 이제 코로나 때문에 얼굴도 못 보고 또 멀리 살고 그래서 점점 연락도 안 하고 그러다가 fallen out of touch 하는
When
경우가
touch
있어요.
Touch kind of has a different meaning in that case, as you said. It's more about communication in that case. So you've fallen out of touch with your friends means you haven't been communicating with them. So it's not like you could easily contact them now.
Okay. 그래서 이건 저도 정말 새로운데. So originally in the article it was being out of touch with reality and being out of touch with people. 사람들과 mm-hmm. 동떨어져 있고 cannot see eye to eye with them. 되게 눈높이가 다르고 그런 거였는데 이제 친한 친구와 서서히 멀어지는 그런 거는 fall out of touch라고 합니다. 재밌죠, 여러분? Be out of touch, fall out of touch. 알아두면 좋으실 것 같아요. 두 번째 문단으로 넘어가 보도록 하겠습니다. The second paragraph. The ministry apologized in a statement on Facebook. 페이스북에 사과문을 게재했죠. Saying the video promoting dancing as a way to cope with the pandemic. 팬데믹을 이겨내기 위한 방법으로 춤추는 걸 홍보한 이 비디오가 failed to consider multiple issues including noise between floors. 여러 가지 문제를 고려하지 못한 점. 예를 들어서 층간소음을 고려하지 못한 점에 대해서 사과를 했습니다. We apologize to the public. We have now made the video private. 대중들에게 사과하며 영상을 이제 private하게 바꿨다고 하면 When a video is public, you see it. When a video is private, you don't. 그래서 이제 private하게 바꿨기 때문에 사람들이 못 본다, 이제 내렸다라고 설명한 거죠. The video is no longer available on Facebook or YouTube. Facebook, YouTube에 가셔도 이제 비디오 보실 수 없습니다. Shall we look at when you make something private and it's mm-hmm. no longer available? Like in what circumstances can we use this and what does it really mean?
Yeah, when we talk about making something public, here we're talking about Facebook and YouTube. We're more talking about kind of the privacy settings on Facebook. You know, you make something public for everybody to see, or you can make it private so that other people can't see. The same thing for YouTube. So it's not exactly the same as deleting the video, but in this case, it's effectively the same because they've changed the settings so that nobody can see the video.
네, 이게 public 공개 상태였던 영상을 private, 비공개 상태로 바꾸는 거라서 effectively라고 방금 케빈이 말했는데 사실상이란 뜻이죠. 사실상 지운 거나 다름없는 거죠. So the video is no longer available. 더 이상 우리가 볼 수 없는 거고요. And these private and no longer available are like expressions that I find funny because there are many other ways that they can be used. For instance, your conversation with your friends are private. 친구들이랑 하는 대화는 프라이빗하다. 개인적인 내용이다. 라고도 할 수 있고요. 그저 뭐, the video is private 이라고 하면 비디오가 비공개 상태다라는 건데 I can have private chats with my mom. 엄마랑은 좀 친밀한 개인적인 이야기를 할 수 있다라고도 할 수 있는 거고요. So and no longer available. 더 이상 가질 수 없다라는 볼 수 없다라는 표현은 it can apply to many many things like that coffee you wanted at the shop that that sold out somehow. Right. 더 이상 sold out 돼서 가질 수 없는 물건 그것도 no longer available 한 거고 or like here's the thing. So if you had a crush in high school, but he recently married, then he's no longer available.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
네, 뭐 좋아했던 사람이 있었는데 그 사람이 갑자기 결혼을 했다면 그 사람도 no longer available 한 거고요. 뭐 그렇게 여러 가지 상황에서 재미있게 쓰실 수 있으니 숙지해 두시면 좋겠습니다. Moving on to the third paragraph, where we might be able to discuss more fun expressions. 여기는 어떤 비디오가 올라갔었던 건지 좀 더 설명을 해주는 건데요. 왜 문제가 됐던 걸까요? 혹시 보신 분 있을지 모르겠는데 The video shows five members of a family doing household chores in an apartment. 아파트에서 다섯 명의 가족이 집안일을 하는 그런 내용의 비디오입니다. So they're doing the chores before being joined by a TV reporter and breaking out into a dance. 여기 집안일을 하다 말고 갑자기 TV 리포터가 나오고 TV 리포터와 다섯 명의 가족이 다 함께 춤을 추게 되는 그런 영상인데요. Gatherings of five people or more are banned in Seoul and the surrounding area. 다섯 명 이상의 사람이 모이는 건 서울과 그리고 그 주변 지역에서 금지되었죠. And the same rule is set to take effect nationwide Monday. 월요일부터 전국적으로 시행될 것이고요. 오늘이 화요일이니까 벌써 이제 전국에서 5인 이상의 사람들은 모일 수 없습니다. Families living in the same household are an exception. 한 집에서 같이 거주 중인 5인의 가족은 예외 대상이고요. So, I've actually personally had this experience. I took precautions and went down home to my hometown, which is not in Seoul. I traveled down to Gwangju and our family went to have a meal. And because we are a family of five, the restaurant owner asked us to sit at two separate tables. So we split between us, the three siblings, and our parents.
Oh, it sounds like your parents found a way to have a date night.
Exactly. Good for them, huh? 네, 이제 5인 이상 모일 수 없는 게 저는 개인적으로 경험을 했는데 새해에 이제 제가 조심히 고향 집에 다녀왔습니다. 조심히 다녀왔는데요. 가서 부모님과 식사를 하려고 하는데 저희가 5인 가족이다 보니까 레스토랑에서 2명, 3명으로 찢어서 앉으시라고 멀찌감치 떨어진 테이블을 주더라고요. 옆에 붙어있는 테이블도 아니에요. So we weren't allowed to sit side by side at different tables. We were actually at a table and another table far away.
Right, so your separate party is fully...
네, 네. 그래서 따로 온 사람들처럼 엄마, 아빠 두 분이서 식사하시고 저희 세 남매는 따로 먹고 뭐 이렇게 식사를 조용히 했는데 even so, we were the only people at the restaurant, which I feel bad about for ourselves for not staying at home and also bad for the restaurant owner because he's having a bad business.
Yeah, the New Year's holiday should typically be a good time for food and drink businesses, but not in this case.
그렇죠. 신년에 먹고 마시는 사람이 원래 많았는데 일단 그 방금 말씀드린 저희 그 가족 식사에서 약간 죄송스럽기도 하고 좀 부끄러웠던 게 저희밖에 없었거든요, 식당에. 그래서 집에서 거리두기를 실천하지 않은 저희 가족에 대해서 약간 좀 민망스럽기도 했고 너무 장사가 안 되시는 그 사장님을 보고 좀 마음이 안 좋기도 하고 굉장히 망감이 교차하는 일이었습니다. So this is a very sensitive time we are living in, and what the Ministry of Welfare posted, I guess, is slightly. What was that word you said before?
It's a bit tone deaf.
Tone deaf.
Right. We could say they didn't exactly read the room.
Read the room.
Right. These are similar to what we were talking about earlier about being out of touch. When you read the room, you kind of get the sense of what's happening. To say someone didn't read the room is similar to saying that they're out of touch. They don't understand how other people are feeling.
Oh my God.
They don't understand their experiences.
Do you know what you are saying? You're saying that 복지부 was 눈치 없어. You're saying 눈치가 없는 그거를 지금 케빈이 설명해주고 있는데요. So tone deaf is when you don't read the notes of a song, huh?
Right, yeah. So tone deaf, you can't understand like the music or something like that. And then maybe when you sing, like it sounds very bad.
음치죠. Tone deaf를 음치라고 합니다, 여러분. 그래서 뭐 박자도 다 놓치고 제대로 그 음을 맞출 수 없을 때 tone deaf. 라고 하고 read the room도 방의 분위기를 읽는 건데 그거를 못하는 거. 다 우리는 눈치가 없다고 하죠, 그거를. 이렇게 영어로도 표현이 있습니다, 여러분. 다시 한번 반복할게요. Tone deaf, cannot read the room.
Yeah, so that's especially about having empathy, being able to read the room. So even in another case, if you're in a room full of people and everybody is sad, but something good just happened to you and you want to celebrate, you know, now is not the time, right? Mm. You should read the room and see, you know, everyone else is sad and maybe don't boast or brag.
네, 이제 공감 능력까지 나왔습니다. Empathy, 공감력이, 공감하는 거죠. Empathy가 없다. 뭐 혼자 있을 때, 가만히 있어봐. 방금 케빈이 한 얘기는, 모두가 방 안에서 슬퍼하고 있는데 나 혼자 좋은 일이 있었다고 하면 그 상황에서는 자랑할 게 아니다. 좀 참고 다음을 기약해야 되는데 그걸 못하는 걸 have no empathy, cannot read the room, tone deaf 이렇게 표현할 수 있어요. Or like we said before, cannot see eye to eye or what was that? Out of touch with people.
Yeah, to say that you can't see eye to eye is more like that you just disagree. So slightly different, but it could be similar.
Okay. Right? Eye to eye, 눈높이에서 말할 수 없다라는 거는 이제 또 의견이 일치하지 않다라는 뜻으로 더 많이 사용된다고 하니 그것도 유의해 주시면 좋겠습니다.
You know, we had a similar case to this in the spring when lockdown started across the United States.
Right.
Right. Maybe you remember there was a video released featuring Gal Gadot and Kristen Wiig and Sarah Silverman and all of these, you know, big Hollywood celebrities
living in fancy houses.
Well, they were singing the song by John Lennon called Imagine, right?
Imagine.
Right, to kind of cheer people up. They thought, you know, like people are going to watch this on YouTube and they're going to see all the celebrities so brightly singing Imagine and they're going to feel better about their own lives.
Did people feel better?
What happened? As lockdowns were starting and, you know, people are locked into their homes and the celebrities are basically saying, yeah, it's not too bad. they can see in the videos the background of, you know, the celebrities' mansions and their pools.
Gosh.
And no, it did not go over well. The music and the message itself came off as tone deaf.
Right, right. 네, 이 미국에서는 봄에 처음 락다운이 시작돼서 다들 집에서 거리두기를 실천하기 시작할 때쯤 셀럽들이 이제 지금 상황 괜찮다, 우린 버텨낼 수 있다라는 치어풀하고 좀 희망적인 노래를 부르는 영상들을 올렸는데 그 배경에 이제 아주 으리으리한 집들이 나오는 거죠. 이거 별일 아니다 하면서 노래를 부르면서 아름다운 생활을 영위하는 걸 보여주는데 사람들이 그걸 공감할 수 있을까요? 굉장히 backlash가 있었다고 합니다. 저도 상상이 가네요. 아, 괜히 더 코로나 우울감만 더 증폭되는 거잖아요. They're exacerbating the situation, making you feel worse, feel
right.
more of the coronavirus blues. 네, 언제나 끝날까요? 2021년은 좀 더 밝으면 좋겠는데 아무튼 마지막 문단 한번 또 읽어보고 끝내자면 According to recent data from Statistics Korea 한국통계청에 의하면 따르면 nearly 6 in 10 dwellings throughout the country were apartments as of last year. 작년만 해도 10 가구 중에 6 가구는 아파트에서 사는 가구였다고 합니다. 한국에서 저희 기사 처음부터 끝까지 한번 다시 들어보시겠습니다.
Health Ministry takes down pandemic dance video after backlash. The Ministry of Health and Welfare took down a video it had posted on social media encouraging dancing to beat the coronavirus blues. The video, uploaded New Year's Day and deleted Saturday, drew criticism for being out of touch with the people, as most of South Korea's population lives in apartments. The ministry apologized in a statement on Facebook, saying the video, promoting dancing as a way to cope with the pandemic, failed to consider multiple issues, including noise between floors. "We apologize to the public. We have now made the video private," the ministry said. The video is no longer available on Facebook or YouTube. The video shows five members of a family doing household chores in an apartment before being joined by a TV reporter and breaking out into a dance. Gatherings of five people or more are banned in Seoul and the surrounding area, and the same rule is set to take effect nationwide Monday. Families living in the same household are an exception. According to recent data from Statistics Korea, nearly 6 in 10 dwellings throughout the country were apartments as of last year.
So that's it for today.
Yeah, this is 2021.
And we are very glad to have come to you with the year's very first podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
And we hope you join us again.
Goodbye.